place to bury strangers. Onwards to the Wall. That's the album and the artist that you just heard. And that wraps up Relentlessly Awesome with Jason Jung, who just left the building. Right now we're heading into Live at Lunch, presented by the AMS NCITR. And this is the last day that we're down outside in the courtyard. And today we have an artist featuring, well, the artist is Jay Arner. And it's been hosted by Duncan Stonan's very own Duncan, who's on his way down, and we are on our way down right there live. So while we wait for them to set up, we're going to be bringing you a mix played by our very own wonderful, not our CITR own, but the concert's own sound tech, Derek, who's bringing us some music. Was recently by the artist called Ride, now a split up band from the UK, but a very good one. So we're going to hop down there right now and join them live. Thank you for tuning in. This is CITR 101.9 FM.
Along the road ahead. Check, check, check.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you live from the North Plaza of the Student Union Building. You should be hearing the dulcet tones of Mr. Jay Arner, but sadly, Jay Arner is very sick. Or he's in a Lost TV bender, and I don't know, he's been watching Lost lately. I sort of think Portlandia style. He may be just holed up trying to finish the series, but he's probably actually sick. So he has had to cancel his set today, which is a drag. He is fantastic, but hopefully he'll be back on the air soon. If you are a fan of Jay Arner, make sure to check out his Thunderbird Radio Hell session from a couple months ago. In his place, Kenton Lowen, also known as the Crackling, will be filling in. They're just getting set up now, so they'll be on the air in about 15 or 20 minutes. So we're going to play some tunes to get you by. This is the Dunkin's Donuts Show. My name's Duncan. Ryan's my producer here today. I've got a producer for the day. It's very exciting. We're live outside, so come by and say hi. Caleb just did. He just said hi. And enjoy the sunshine for the brief couple of days that we'll have it left. So we're going to start things off with a request by Jay. He's a big fan of the band Tame Impala. They're from Perth, Australia, and they've released a preview of their new album, Lonerism. This is the song Elephant. Let's give it a listen. Here is Tame Impala from Australia for Jay. Get well soon. Yes. FM. So for listeners at home, you just heard Bank Robber with the song Soon. Check them out at the Olio Fest. And before that, you heard Energy Slime with Why You Wanna. And at the top, Tame Impala with their song Elephant. Okay, that's out of the way now for the audience here. Jay Arner was supposed to play today. Unfortunately, he's sick. But the good news is the show will go on. And so the Crackling have come out. They've stepped up and they're going to give you a solid 45 minutes, of entertainment. anything you want me to say in the introduction?
Playing tonight at the Rickshaw.
All right. They have a show tonight at the Rickshaw. Who are you playing with?
Corbin Murdoch and the Nautical Miles.
Corbin Murdoch and the Nautical Miles. So it'll be a heck of a show.
And George Nixon.
And George Nixon. All right. So please put your hands together for the Crackling.
Hey, folks. How's it going? All right. So we're going to play some dark basement acoustic stuff for your sunny sandwich eating experience right now. I hope the two can make sense as we work together here. Thanks for hanging out. Here's some tunes. It's always been your heart. Always been your quiet million arms. Oh, my dear. Oh, my love. Can you hear from softness.
chance to simply be with you again. Oh, my dear. Oh, my love. When it's done, what comes will come.
As we were saying before, we're playing the Rickshaw tonight with a couple of different bands, Corbin Murdoch and the Nautical Miles, and a cat from North Vancouver named George Nixon. And it's later on tonight. We'll be doing it with a full band, keys and bass and drums and all that stuff. It makes the kids go crazy, that stuff. Full band type stuff. All right, this is a song called A Joke. Generally, my ideals about the world are quite ridiculous and sort of make fun of us all, because I kind of think that we're absolutely insane and what's happening is totally out of control. So I write songs like that are called A Joke, things like that. I think they're songs about us, so hopefully you can enjoy this. Thanks.
Coming down, she wants us all of the city. Rooftops, raindrops, wearing a spell. And I thought I had you. Where? Thank you.
when you arrive, I knew that you'd been missed. Thanks. All right, this is a song called The Crackling. We are a band called The Crackling. I named the song first, and then it became the name of the band afterwards. And this song is about love and death and Christianity. It's a real, it's a happy number. It's called The Crackling. Thank you.
I saw your mother in town.
Thank you.
Hey, you're here. Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Let's hear a bit more applause for the crackling. Wasn't that great? All right. You're listening live to CITR 101.9 FM, and we're broadcasting from Live at Lunch here on the North Plaza of the Student Union Building. It's a beautiful day. Thanks to all of you for coming out and enjoying your lunch while enjoying some great music. So, the crackling. What is it about fire that so entices you? Were you really into fireworks as a kid?
Yeah, I was into everything that you could set on. I set my front yard on fire as a child. And it was crazy because after it was done, we had to cut everything off so that it didn't look like everything had been on fire before my father got home. I found out who my friends were that day. It was great. There was three of us that set the front yard on fire. There was some gas and some matches. And when it really actually started going to that place of like, oh my God, what did we just do? Like we were like maybe 10, 11. Three boys stamping like crazy over a whole yard, trying desperately to put a fire out. And then one finally realizing that it's not going out, ran away screaming, saying, I've got nothing to do with this. I've got nothing to do with this. And the other two of us had to deal with it. So then, yeah, I mean, fire's always, I don't know. I mean, I like fire. Fire is you can cook by it. It's warm. You can drink wine by it. You can be destroyed by it. It's so destructive. It's cleansing. The history of it is, it's community. It's everything. You can't stop looking at it when you sit in front of it. It's warmth. It gives you everything. I don't know. I just kind of, everything about it is just, I can't, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the best way I can relate.
And so the obsession with fire continued to the name of your EP, The Ashen. So that came out in May. Yeah. What was the kind of story behind that EP coming out?
Well, we've been on tour a ton with a bunch of different projects. And so it's sort of been difficult to get the actual work out. We decided to put out an EP first, the Ashen EP, and just, you know, because we'd finished a record in December, and we've actually just finished mostly mixing the rest of the record now, but it was sort of a way to get something of what we'd done up to that point out, so that we were able to, like, because we're touring across Canada on that EP in October, and we're just sort of starting to announce that now on the radio in front of all of you people, as it were to be said. But yeah, that's the next sort of thing that we're doing. But yeah, I mean, ashen in, to me, is just the byproduct of fire. It's that which is dead and gone, and ash in nature. So yeah, that's sort of...
So you're known primarily as a drummer. You've drummed with Dan Mangan and Mother and a bunch of other bands. What is it that you wanted to try and accomplish with the crackling? Like, what, you know, what outside of drumming were you hoping to get out of a project like this?
I don't know if it was so much a focus of what I wanted to get out of it. It was more a focus of what I was doing already. I've been playing guitar for longer than I've been playing drums. So it was actually, it was sort of like piano first, guitar second, and then when I moved in with my father, it was finally a point at which I was able to start working on drums, which I always wanted to. I don't know.
After
I mean,
the fire, he let you play drums.
Yeah, after the fire, we somehow got away with that. I don't really know what happened, but I've been writing for a long time, and I don't really think of it as something that I'm getting out that isn't in those other projects. I think about it as just an entirely different thing. It's like I play in a bunch of different bands, playing drums, and that all those bands do very specific things. And this is just another specific thing. You know what I mean? Another band that does something different. I don't know. I've always been writing and singing and playing, and I don't know. The impetus came at one point where a handful of friends had heard some of the songs and basically just said, you're not allowed to stay in the basement anymore. So we just ended up, you know, getting out and playing shows, and yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. So a couple of CITR announcements. So like I said, this is being broadcast live on CITR 101.9 FM. If you're interested in the station, there's a booth right over there. The lovely Sarah Cordingley, music director at CITR, will tell you all about CITR. There's a few workshops coming up here on campus if you're interested. Tuesday, September 25th, the world of event planning, strategizing, managing, and fundraising. Wednesday, September 26th, show hosting 101 with yours truly, Duncan. And Thursday, the 27th, Shake It Off, the accepted roles of women in Vancouver music. And all of those are happening in the Graduate Student Center, which is on the northwest side of campus. As well, Shindig is happening, our Battle of the Bands, every Tuesday night at the Railway, so make sure to check that out, shindig.citr.ca. All right, enough plugging, back to rocking. Crackling, take it away.
All right, so this is a song off the Ashen EP. It's called Ashen, and this is it. Thank you. Thank you. Alright, are you guys willing to sing? That's one person.
Sweet.
When I think about enthusiastic audiences and I think about people responding to other people doing things in life, like for instance, hi, how are you all? Humans are alive. It's wonderful, really. It's a strange set of circumstances. We'd only just run into each other now and again, and sometimes there's cars and it smashes, and sometimes everything's really crazy. But I'm just only meaning to direct the hello generally outwardly. I want you to sing something. Hi, nice to see you. If you guys would sing, if you could sing, if you would sing, the lyric I would ask you to sing would be, I hear what you say. And that's because I think it's really interesting to think about what it's like to listen to the people around you, because I think generally everything's absolutely a mess by virtue of the fact that nobody's listening. And by nobody, I mean, that's a pretty pessimistic, dark perspective. I don't mean only nobody, but I mean generally there is a thing out here, the thing with the stuff where it is a total mess. And if we could just focus for a second on what it would be like to listen to each other, we might actually get some things done. The lyric is, I hear what you say, and it goes like this. I hear what you say. I hear what you say.
What do you think?
I hear what you say.
You can sing high, you can sing low, you can sing it. I don't really care where you sing it. You can sing it.
I hear what you say.
Never got you anywhere, did it?
I hear what you say. I hear what you say.
I can't hear you. If you really sang, do you think I can hear you?
I hear what you say.
Okay, it's pretty quiet.
All right. I'm gonna take that as a you're totally into it and you're singing really loud, but we're outside and I can't hear you, and that's the whole thing that's going on. All right? Is that a good way to take this? But out there, you felt like a large separated choir, and it was incredible, and you could hear the harmonies, and it was next level. That's what happened? Great. Okay. This is a song called Keep Me Drunk. When we get to the I hear what you say part, it is at the end of the song, so when you're thoughtful of it, you could sing it. And even if I can't hear you, you can hear me, so it'll be like we're listening. What a concept. It's amazing. Your heart.
if you wanna go my way, I'm not lost on breaking deep within the flesh. And it's love that will be making keep me drunk, keep me wondering, keep me far enough away. Keep me drunk, keep me wondering, keep me far enough away.
See if we can fit a couple tunes in that. This is Gordon Gudina on the guitar to my right here.
Hey, everybody.
We're going to play a song of the first record. I can say that now because there's two records of the first record. I actually used to say it when there was only one record too, but that's just because I'm an idiot and it's funny. This song we're gonna play is called Geppetto, and it's about puppets. I don't know if any of you have ever really thought about puppets. It's sort of an interesting concept, really, when you get into it, to think about it a little bit. Strings and someone controlling something and things getting done, and it all looking specifically like it does when it does. After the movement of the strings is happening. Have you ever really thought about it like that? No? This is a song called Geppetto, who was made by, who's the maker of Pinocchio, who would, Pinocchio has nothing to do with Walt Disney. That's an old Czech fairy tale, by the way. Walt Disney took it and ran with it and made a bunch of money off of it, and that's generally how we know about the whole scenario and the story, but it's got nothing to do with them. You know, that's just the case. But the Italian puppet maker, Geppetto, made Pinocchio, which is a pretty fantastically interesting story, because when the child becomes alive and lies, starts to lie about what's going on, its nose grows, which sure as hell would be trouble for the rest of us if that was the case in real life. But anyways, this song's called Geppetto. It's about puppets.
One, two, three. first you clear, then you start to break up. Just be aware that your clown's got makeup. And as you toast beautiful dark moments, and you remember the undone compliments, hanging by a string, hanging by a string, hanging by a string, hanging by a string. Because I came to read your paper, and it was your door. The din of your puppets dancing until they start pulling back on the strings. That's when the cold fingers up the spine, and in response as your thoughts align, you are hanging by a string, hanging by a string.
Crackling, everyone. You are listening live to CITR Radio, broadcasting from Live at Lunch in the North Plaza of the Student Union Building here at UBC. That's about going to do it for the live broadcast portion of the show, but you guys are going to keep going for a little bit after that?
Yeah, maybe we'll play one more tune.
Okay, so one more song. If you like what you heard, there is going to be a podcast of this performance, so check out CITR.ca to hear that. And if you want to hear more music by The Crackling, they're playing at the Rickshaw tonight, and their EP... The Ashen, and your album Keep Full of Ambitions, both available on iTunes. And yeah, thanks so much, Crackling. That was great.
Thank you.
You guys did a stand-up job, and have a great show tonight.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, we'll just play one more tune here. It's called China Shop. Seems like a nice way to finish the set. Goes like this. Thank you, everybody. Once again, this is Gord Gardino on the guitar. My name's Kenton Lowen, and we are... two members of a larger project called The Crackling. And thank you guys all for listening. Thanks, Anna. Much appreciated.